You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
In the morning, I will praise God. I will thank God. For allowing me to see another day, I will praise Him. For giving me breath, I will praise Him. In fact, regardless of what I have to face today, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord will keep me strong. And perhaps there's someone out there who's listening and can relate to this. I'm at a place where I've realized that the riches of this world don't last. The good health that you have today, there is no guarantee that it will last. The gifts and talents of this world don't last. You see, I'm at a place where it's clear to me that the money and wealth you accumulate today will count for nothing on the day of judgment. The things of this world will perish. But it's not all doom and gloom, because what I've found is something so much greater than anything on this earth. Saints, what lasts is Jesus. What lasts is the love of God. What lasts is God's promises. What lasts is God's word. And so I have the cross before me and the world behind me. Jesus before me and the world behind me. And so, I would rather have Jesus over anything this world can offer me. I would rather have Him in my heart than a mansion on the hills. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold.
God is omnipresent, meaning He is in all places at all times. He is ever present. He neither comes nor goes. Jehovah Shammah means the Lord is there. The Lord is present. Now, let me tell you that God is never on His way, because He is always there. He's there in your past. He's where you are right now. And He's there in your future. He was there yesterday. He is there today. And He will be there forevermore. Listen, God's not limited to a physical location like us. He's not restricted by time, nor is He tied down to a place. People might say they are on their way, but God is always there. Whatever it is you are trying to get to, God is already there. David said in Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence. If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Saints, the word powerful doesn't even begin to describe our God. Don't you ever underestimate him. Just because your situation looks bad, don't think that the Lord is absent in the midst of your discomfort. God was there in the lion's den, a place where many had thought Daniel had come face to face with his end. But God said otherwise. One day God decided to demonstrate that he is there and he is powerful when he sent fire raining down from heaven to answer Elijah's prayer. He was there when the Red Sea was turned into a highway. He was there. God is omnipresent. He was there at the beginning of time. He was there before you and I were ever formed in our mother's wombs. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is present in all locations, at all times, in all ways. And today, let me tell you that God is with you. He's there to lead you, to clear a path for you, to heal you even. He's there when you need a miracle. And it might not be in your own time, but in his perfect timing. When you need peace, he is there. When you need comfort or strength, he is there to give you just that. The truth of the matter is, most of the time, God is waiting on us. He's waiting on us to believe and lift up our faith. He's waiting on us to trust him fully.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Completely and totally.
You can come to Jesus anywhere at any time. If you have heavy burdens, Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He can give rest. He can give you peace. He can make you whole. We don't have to be in a special place or perform a sacred ritual. He can meet a need even in the middle of a crowd. He can pay attention to someone on the side of a dusty road. He can be stopped by the smallest touch of sincere faith, if only we touch the hem of his garment.
So even in your darkest hour, those moments where you pray and say, "God, I need a miracle now," when you need healing, when you need him to save your children, when your marriage looks to have hit rock bottom. Be persuaded. Be confident that the Lord will turn things around. Be persuaded that if God can part the Red Sea for Moses, if he can take Joseph from the prison to the palace, if God can save three Hebrew boys from a fiery furnace, if he can heal the woman with the issue of blood, then be persuaded that God can come through for you in your situation. And so I urge you to be persuaded by Psalm 46, verse 1, which says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Be persuaded by Proverbs 18, verse 10, which tells you that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe.
When you're right in the middle of great hardship, we don't just begin to think, I'm somehow being refined. I believe I will come out of this a better person. It is not our default thought pattern as humans, but I believe it should be our stance as believers. Job held on, and through that suffering, he came out as pure as gold. You can too.
Most people, in a time of struggling, in a time of despair, in a season of trials, will ask God to rescue them. They will ask God to deliver them. But what happens when you ask God to take this problem or situation away and he doesn't? What happens when you've told the mountain to move and it doesn't? What now? I'd like to submit to you that during these times, when trouble just doesn't go away, when the rain just doesn't stop, should our prayer actually be, Lord, go through this storm with me? Give me the strength to face this problem.
The writer of the Hebrews tells us, don't throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. That's what David found. He tells us there was a time when he was struggling. In Psalm 55, he writes, fear and trembling overwhelm me, and I can't stop shaking. Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress, and the Lord hears my voice. Then David says, this can be our experience also. At the end of the psalm, he writes, give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. And we need to hold on to this. God will never let you slip. So I urge you, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is King, and he invites you to come to him for rest. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Troubles can be a blessing for believers. You see, God uses our troubles to remind us that he is a deliverer. He is a savior. He is our hope and rescue. God is faithful to empower you to stand strong and victorious and not to be defeated. Understand that we are overcomers.
And so I have one simple message today, and that is, because Jesus was victorious over Satan, you too can walk in victory. You can have faith to stand against Satan's attack and win. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to be oppressed. So how do we live a victorious life? How can we battle against the raging current and realize the peace that God wants us to have? As Christians, we have to come to the point of realization that there's a battle going on for our soul. But God has already provided the path to our ultimate victory through his grace and mercy. We are overcomers. The first principle to receiving a victory from God is to understand that he's already won. The battle has already been fought, and he has already won. If we could only understand that, we have the victory. We have overcome. And yes, it may be a tough battle at times, but we know Christ told us to take up our cross and follow him. And as we do this, we receive the rewards of victory in Jesus. These rewards are eternal life, everlasting peace, an abundance of blessings, mercy, love, compassion, and above all, a closer relationship with the Almighty. So get up and fight with the knowledge that there's no one more powerful than our God. God has given us the power to overcome anything in our lives, and all we have to do is trust in him. Surrender the battle to him. Acknowledge that victory is his. We are overcomers, and we are victorious.
I want to encourage you to call on the Lord. Before you look anywhere else, before you look to anyone else, call on the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Call on the Lion of Judah, the Prince of Peace, the Rock of Ages, the Chief Cornerstone, the Great High Priest, the Holy One, the Everlasting Father. Call on God Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to be. Call on the one who commands millions of angels. Call the one who speaks and creates. Call on the one who has the keys to life and death in his hands. Whatever situation you face today, whatever circumstance or situation, God wants you to call on him. We should always have our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. He's the only one worthy of our devotion. He's the only one worthy of our praise and adoration. He's the only one who should be right at the center, right at the top of our priorities. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Psalms 50, verse 15, the Bible says, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." And so I want to encourage you, when you look at God's word, when you look at his promises, he says, "Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you." He says, "Abide in me, and I will restore you." He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So let your hope be found in God. He has the perfect solution each and every time. So call on him whether it's day or night.
There must come a time when you, as a believer, must decide. I will stand strong and follow the word of God, regardless of what I will have to give up and who I will have to let go of. There comes a time when you have to decide. I will stand and do the godly thing. I will forgive even when it's hard to do, even when I've been hurt. There will come a time when you will have to decide to stand in faith, even when you can't see a way out of the situation that you're in. Now today, you may be under attack in some area of your life. You have tried everything to resolve it, but nothing is working. Nothing is changing. Dear friend, this is the time you ought to take a stand and believe. Believe in the power of the blood of Jesus. It will break you out of that bondage. Believe in the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. It can set you free. It can give you victory. And it can loose you from any evil hold. It's time to take a stand with the Word of God against the forces of evil. Stand firm. Stand in confidence. Stand in righteousness. Psalm 56, verse 3 says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" We need to be men and women who put their trust in the Lord. And mind you, you will only ever be able to stand firm when your trust is secured in the Lord. So if you feel stuck, if you feel under attack, remember that the Bible says in Psalm 31, verse 24, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Be strong, saints, and stand in faith. As you do this, the Lord is sure to rescue you. And so, as children of God, I believe that it's time to stand. Stand up and lift high His royal banner. You are an ambassador of the Most High. Stand up to the lies of the enemy. Stand up with the truth of the gospel. Stand up with the strength of the Holy Spirit. Stand up in God's strength. And I encourage you, as you stand in faith, pray and ask the Lord to be with you as you stand.
What motivates you in life? What can you say with confidence is the reason you get out of bed in the morning? Although it's hard to admit it, many of us are motivated by the attention and praise of others. Many of us are motivated by money. But the Bible teaches that there is a far greater reward than the approval of man. There's a far greater reward than the riches of this world. The approval of God is what we should chase above any accolades in this world. The Lord should be the motivation behind everything we do. He should be the reason for everything we do. Colossians 3, verse 23 to 24 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." And Galatians 1, verse 10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." What a comforting thought, that nothing we do for God is in vain. Not one act of kindness goes unnoticed or unseen by Him. In this life, there are many pursuits that ultimately lead to nowhere. Worldly success, material wealth, the empty applauses of strangers, those things won't get us anywhere. Every journey eventually has an end, and that end is often more disappointing than we would like. But try as we may, we could never stretch the boundaries of God's love. There is truly no end to our walk with Christ. In fact, as we go on, life with Him gets sweeter every day. God should not just be one part of our lives that we dedicate Sunday mornings. He should define the totality of our lives. He should be the center of everything we do. Even mundane things like eating and drinking can be done to His glory. How? The key is a spirit of gratitude. We are meant to do all things with an attitude of love and obedience towards the God who gives us the ability to enjoy all of life's blessings. Romans 12, verse 11 says, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord." Too often we can become lazy and slothful in our walk with Christ, But if we just stop and remember the miracle of the gospel and the unfathomable depth of God's love for us, it's hard to remain indifferent. All around the world, all throughout history, He has been saving and redeeming sinners like you and me. To be a part of that work is the most rewarding pursuit we could ever give our lives to. But when we are motivated by worldly things, we end up constantly trying to prove ourselves. We become constantly anxious, self-conscious, and often disappointed. But when Jesus is the underlying motivation for everything we do, our lives will overflow with joy and peace. His grace supplies us with the ability to fully enjoy this life, as well as positively impact the lives of those around us. So whatever you do, do it for God. Do you know what's dangerous for a Christian? If there was a massive warning sign on a road called Christianity, do you know what that warning sign would say? It would say in bold capital letters, "Driver, beware. Do not travel this journey with a lack of knowledge." You see, there are serious consequences to having a lack of knowledge. And I can tell you that this is the biggest weakness when it comes to the average Christian. You see, the average Christian is a surface-level Bible reader, meaning they read the Bible, but they don't intentionally study the Bible. They read God's Word, but they don't intentionally seek to gain knowledge from the Bible, and that's the problem. The first line in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." A lack of knowledge. Have you ever met another believer who is in the middle of a spiritual battle, but they don't know that they're in one? I mean, they are being attacked left, right, and center. Their marriage is under attack, and they think it's their friends who are the problem. They're sick in their bodies, but the doctor can't seem to find a cause. Their money isn't adding up, even though they have automated their saving. Nothing makes sense to them, regardless of what's going on, because there is a lack of knowledge. And I say a lack of knowledge because a surface-level Christian would fight everyone and everything in front of them. But a mature believer would know Ephesians 6 verse 12, which says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Saints, this is the knowledge that we need. To know that our fight is not in this physical realm, but it's in the supernatural realm. And the thing is, the spiritual realm can often manifest itself in the physical realm, which is what can throw off the surface level believer.
There are certain things in this world that you need to guard when it comes to your relationship with God. You need to guard your heart, and you need to guard your mind. You see, there must be a defining moment, a defining encounter with God. And do you know what happens when you encounter God? You're never the same again. You get to a stage where you say, enough is enough. Enough of the sinful cycles. Enough of the backsliding. Enough of the toxic relationships in your life. I pray you have the boldness to declare that it's enough. The faith to say enough. The belief to say enough. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am not going to be depressed. I will not be a captive of fearful thoughts that haunt my mind. Saints, get to a stage where you declare that God has given me a spirit of power, spirit of love, and of a sound mind. Get to a stage where you confront those things that have been lingering in your life for too long, those attitudes, that mindset or stronghold. Begin to challenge these things with the Word of God. In fact, make the decision that you will believe and stand on God's Word regardless of what comes. Mark 11, verse 23 says, "Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. So speak to your mountain. Whatever it is that has been coming against you, get it in your spirit that it's enough. Whatever withdraws from you more than it deposits, speak to it and say enough. Even something like a job that you know is not within your calling or part of your purpose. Decide, no more. All strongholds are coming down today. No longer will I be under an oppressive spirit. No longer will I doubt. No more insecurities. No longer will I live like I don't know to whom I belong. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I am more than a conqueror. I am the head and not the tail. My God has power, and I access that power through the Holy Spirit. The thoughts in your mind directly influence how you feel and how you behave. So change the way you think. Start thinking and dwelling on what the Word of God says. It says that you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are redeemed and set free. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your beliefs are reinforced by what you feed your mind. If you feed yourself with the Word of God, your belief will grow. Try it. How many football fans do you know who have never tried to play the game they love? How many food lovers have never tried to cook? When you're listening to music, more often than you're not, you're singing along. What you dwell on, what you meditate on, eventually that thing will be what you act on. What you feed your mind grows. So when you start letting your mind go and drawing to conclusions about yourself, conclusions that you can't do this, I'll never be able to do that. These are conclusions which more often than not do not agree with the Word of God. Someone who develops the belief that they are a failure will view each mistake as proof that they are not good enough. But if you continuously view yourself in a way that is in agreement with God's Word, if you start meditating on God's promises, then you will begin to believe and act based on the Word of God. So believe that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Believe that surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Believe that God has good plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Saints, believe that if God is for you, then who can be against you? Get your mind to be renewed. Get your perspective to be made new. Let your faith grow. Let your belief be strengthened by God's Word. And if you believe, if you really believe, then Jesus will never disappoint you. Victory is yours. An area that also affects you is the people around you. You have given enough space to other people in your life. People whose voices and ideas, opinions and pressures, you don't need at all. People who, if you really look at it, don't do anything to benefit you. Start putting people out of your life who are not encouraging you in the faith. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." You cannot surround yourself with angry people and expect to be happy. Just like you cannot surround yourself with prayerful people and not be tempted to join in and pray too. Those who surround you become your environment. So are you surrounding yourself with people that are bringing you wisdom? Or are you surrounding yourself with people that bring little peace to your life in return. More people doesn't mean more quality. Who you surround yourself with affects your faith in God, your relationship with God more than you think. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone. Don't just be surrounded by people who need you, but people who feed you. Whenever you're effective, you don't have to advertise it much. There is a certain mentality that is associated with people who are winners. You see, winners associate with other winners. They tend to find themselves at the same places. They interact together somehow. Now, just like in the world, in God's kingdom, there are also spiritual winners, and they gravitate towards each other because there is a mentality that goes along with them. The advantage of having such a winner's mindset is that you can have a conversation with someone and have the ability to tell if they will help you develop or drain you. They learn that it is counterproductive to spend time with anything that doesn't feed you. They guard themselves against negativity and poor attitudes or anyone that interrupts their walk with God. It's an attitude, a mentality, a belief system, a different level of faith.
Have you ever seen someone who's broken? A broken person is one who's been defeated, overwhelmed, overpowered. It's a sad sight to see a broken man or a woman crushed by life, crushed by tragedy, or crushed by their own mistakes. And the thing about it is, when a person is truly broken, they have given up. There is no hope. However, a believer who has their heart in the Lord can never be broken. You simply cannot break someone who is truly in Jesus Christ. And what I mean by that is, Paul said in the book of Philippians, "For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain." Meaning if there's a breath in his body, it's because Jesus sustains me. It's because Jesus Christ strengthens me. And if I'm absent from this body, then I am present in eternity with Christ. So there is no losing when you have Jesus. David said in Psalm 139, verse 8, "If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there." In other words, God is always there. He's there when life seems heavenly, and he's there when it feels like you're going through hell. He's there when you don't have a care in the world, and he's there when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. You simply cannot break a person who is in Christ. Jesus can bring change to the worst of circumstances. He can speak calm to the worst of storms in your life. And so your security, our security as children of God, is in knowing that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. So have faith that your steps are ordained. Your steps are ordered by the hand of the Lord. You can't be broken, child of God. You can't. God will dry your tears. He will be a bridge over troubled water. He will be sunshine on a rainy day. Your strength in the moments that you feel weak. So raise your head and don't slump your shoulders. You're God's child. You have been bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. There ain't a devil that can break you. There isn't a situation that can break you, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Should you need healing, submit to the Lord's will. And if you receive healing, that's wonderful. If you don't, then do not be disheartened, because perhaps there is a purpose for you to go through what you're going through. Have an attitude that says, Lord, whatever your decision may be, I'm going to trust in you. May your will be done. May your will take precedence over my life. Healing is something that we all need in our lives. Physical healing, emotional healing, or mental healing, whatever it may be. Jesus Christ still heals today. He still makes people whole today. Jesus Christ still mends broken hearts. He can divinely rehabilitate you. He can revive the dead things in your life. Jesus Christ can soothe every painful scar in your life. He is the master physician. He's a chief doctor who is able to treat every visible and invisible wound in your life. But here's the key. Here's the key for us. We have to be submitted to His will. Praise Him if He heals you in a sudden and miraculous way. But also praise Him if He doesn't heal you, but instead gives you the grace and strength to endure, the grace and strength to keep going. Regardless, put the Lord's will above your will.
Now, at some point in life, you might be thrown out of your comfort zone. You might find yourself in a place where there's no mother, no father, no family to back you up or stand with you. But deep down in your heart, will you still believe that God is working something out for your good? The point I am trying to make is that when you face bad situations, when you face difficulties, maybe, just maybe, the mountain you are facing is actually a stepping stone to your greatness. God works in ways that we may not understand. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So it does not matter how long that challenges exist. God is faithful and will not allow a test that you cannot overcome. He will make a way of escape for you to be able to overcome that challenge. The Bible never said that because we are Christians, no trial or challenge will come our way. Rather, it says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." In short, we are told to expect trials. Don't look at them like they are strange happenings. And we are also not to judge God's love for us by the things that happen or don't happen in our lives. And so, beloved, the God we serve is one who turns things around for the good of those who love and trust Him. We serve a God that turns threat to triumph, a God that took Joseph from the prison to the palace. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? As for me, I am glad to be on the Lord's side, to be in an army that never has to retreat, God's army, which can never be defeated. If you are going to take away just one thing from this message, remember this. It's because of what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary that we are not victims, but victors. That mountain, that wall of Jericho, that Goliath will prove to be just a stepping stone, because in the end, we are winners in Christ. So hold on to the God who holds you. He knew everything about our frailties and even our sins. But he chose us, came for us, redeemed us, and gave us the victory. So the situation you are experiencing now might not be pleasant, but I want you to know that God is more than able to turn things around for your good.
Allow me to read Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. The Bible says, "When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.' And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I will, be clean.' And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, 'See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them.' This leper went to Jesus, and his request was, 'Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.' He had faith that Jesus could make him clean and make him well. He believed in the healing power of Jesus Christ. However, he had a humility about him when he submitted his request to Jesus. He said, 'If you will.' In other words, he was saying, 'Lord, if it is your will, if you see it fit, if it pleases you, then make me well.' The leper did not demand to be cleansed. He wasn't aggressive, but instead he was submissive. He was humble. His will is obviously to be healed, but instead he puts the Lord's will first. It's God's will that matters and not his. And so today I want you to adopt the same attitude. Have an attitude that places God's will ahead of your own.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.